What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. I am so excited about today's podcast episode. You guys probably already know by the title, but today we're talking about my favorite topic of all time, which is your identity. The way that you see yourself determines the way that you interact with the world. The level of success that you're going to have, your relationships, your charisma and confidence, the money that you make, your relationships, your overall happiness, and the love that you're going to attract. Literally everything that you experience in your reality is a reflection of your identity. So if you don't know who you are or what you want, your life is probably going to feel pretty chaotic and empty. Or if you have a lot of internal insecurities, your life is probably going to feel pretty challenging. And there's actually a book that I read earlier this year called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. It's a really great book. He's a plastic surgeon who later became a psychologist. And this book is all about your self-image and your self-perception. And basically what he discovered was after years of doing a lot of plastic surgery on tons of patients, he noticed that there were some who regained confidence really quickly after surgery. And because of that, they lived a more successful life. And there were others who didn't see any improvement in themselves or their life after surgery, even though it was really successful. And so he started to do a lot of research to figure out what the difference was. And he discovered that it had nothing to do with the procedure itself, but rather whether or not the procedure produced change in the fundamental levels, the fundamental beliefs that that person had about themselves. So for example, someone thought that they were ugly because of their nose. They get a nose job, and now they love the way that they look, and they're really confident in themselves, and they're attracting new opportunities, and they're more social, and they're happier, and they fell in love again, and they got a promotion at work, and all of the good things are going for them in their life, all because they had an entire identity shift through the plastic surgery. On the other hand, there's the other patient who had the same nose job, but at the end still felt ugly, still felt they weren't good enough, and their life never changed. And it's because the internal image that they had about themselves continued to remain the same. Those fundamental beliefs about themselves never changed. It's the same thing that I experienced with clients when I was a fitness coach. Constantly, I used to ask myself, why are there women who come into my program and have such powerful transformations in their body that are contagious to their minds and to their lives and to their relationship and to how they show up in the workplace? While there's other women who come in and they still feel super insecure despite the fact that their body is also transforming. They're still seeing physical changes, yet nothing else is changing externally. In fact, they still don't even feel confident in their body. And so what I always used to say to them was, girl, it's not about the reflection in the mirror. It's about your perception. It's not about changing what you see. It's about changing the way that you feel. And it just all goes to show how crucial your self-image is. And that unless your internal beliefs shift, nothing is going to change for you externally. Like Psycho-Cybernetics, it literally explores how your mind is like a machine and how you can use your mind, you can reprogram your mind to improve your self-image and therefore achieve more success in your life. That you can use the power of mental rehearsal and visualization and envisioning success and subconscious reprogramming to help you overcome negative behaviors and negative beliefs about yourself to literally completely 180 your life. And besides that science and psychology and that fact, the other reason that I'm super passionate about identity in this topic is because it was such a huge pain point for me in my journey. I had so much insecurity in who I was that I was constantly trying to outwork and prove that I was good enough. It started with my eating disorder, believing that if I changed my body, then I'd feel more confident. If I was skinnier, then people will love me or accept me more. And then it showed up in my business. I believed that if I was more successful, if I made more money, then I would feel good enough or I would feel worthy. My self-worth and therefore my identity was tied to my external achievements. So while I had a lot of success on the outside, I was really unhappy on the inside. And it left me in this vicious cycle, in this vicious loop. And I had to do a lot of inner work to heal my relationship with myself, to have a better self-image, to reprogram my identity in order to really start living the life that I wanted to have, the life that I do have. So whether you're someone who's stuck underachieving your potential because you feel like you have all these limiting beliefs and insecurities about why you can't or why you're not good enough, and you want to stop living within your own limitation, you want to start achieving those big dreams and goals that you have for yourself and creating your dream life, or you're someone like me who has proven to be really successful on paper, you have the dream life, but you're still unhappy. You still feel like it's not good enough. You're unfulfilled. You're borderline burnout. You have some imposter syndrome. All of this is a concept that I call identity dysmorphia, because there's research to show that for people like you and I, your self-image lags behind your accomplishments by 1 to 2 years. I venture to say even longer than that, until you start to reprogram your identity to match the level of success that you have. You'll continue to hit this glass ceiling, this plateau, and sabotage yourself and constantly be on this rat race in this cycle of never feeling like anything that you do is good enough. No matter which woman you are, the woman who's ready to uplevel your life or the one who just desires to simply feel proud of the life you've already created and that you have for yourself now, identity work is going to be key. So I'm going to start off this episode with giving you guys some theory into how your identity is actually formed. Because what most people don't understand is that your identity actually isn't real. It's who you think that you are based off all the beliefs that you have learned about yourself. It's who you think that you are, not who you truly are. You create your identity based off of your conditioning, whether that's from authority figures like teachers, coaches, parents, or experiences that you've gone through, or relationships that you've had with peers or significant others, whether it's through society or culture, social media, the beauty standards, whether it's through your environment. You are born practically a blank slate, but then over time, you put on all these different layers and masks and personas to fit into the rules, into the box of who you're taught and told and think that you need to be. And we're raised within a system of reward and punishment. That's how we learn. We learn through being rewarded or being punished. Rewarded for things that are good, punished for things that are bad. And these rules, good versus bad, then get applied to our identity. We then learn that this part of us is worthy and this part of us isn't. When you do this, you're more loved. When this, you get rejected. This part of you is good enough. This part is bad. This part is acceptable. This part is judged. So really think about, what are those beliefs that you have about yourself? Some of the common ones that often show up with my clients is like that I'm not pretty enough, or it's something around their body image or aesthetics, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't know enough, or I'm not qualified enough, or I'm too sensitive or emotional, or I should be farther along, or I'm not good with money, or I always struggle, or I'm OCD, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I don't deserve that much success, I'm afraid of rejection or what other people are going to think of me, I'm too much, like whatever the belief is. Start to question, where did you learn that? Because that belief is not true. It's not true. It's just something that you have been conditioned to believe about yourself from your past, from someone or something else. It is all a story that you are telling yourself. And now, the reason that you have continued to believe this belief, even though it's not true, is because what happens is you get conditioned and you download these beliefs in within your mind and within your identity, and those beliefs become your behaviors, and your behaviors reinforce your beliefs. So we create this self-fulfilling prophecy that keeps us stuck in a certain identity, because we're actually creating proof and evidence that makes our limiting beliefs seem true. There's literally a part of your brain called your reticular activating system that is responsible for doing this. It is responsible for only allowing you to see things that are congruent with your belief system, that are congruent with your self-image and your identity. So, say for example, let me paint the picture for you. You have three different people, all with three different levels of self-concept. So person A has a really poor self-concept, no sense of self. Person B has a very average self-concept. Person C has a high self-concept. Each one of them receives the exact same compliment. I like your shirt, or you're really pretty, or I like your hair, whatever. They receive the exact same compliment. Person A, the person with a really poor self-concept, no sense of self, they don't even hear the compliment. They think that that person is just being completely sarcastic, or, you know, they just don't even hear that compliment at all. I know that you've probably experienced that. Person B deflects the compliment. Oh, like, I like your shirt too, or... oh, this is just, I got this from my mom. And you deflect the compliment. And then person C actually accepts it. The person with high self-concept. So this is just proving that how you interact with the world is based off of whether or not it is congruent with your identity. The same exact thing happened to all three of those people, but because they had a different identity, they had a different sense of self, a different self-image, self-concept, they received that compliment differently. So all of that is to say that your limiting beliefs and the behaviors that they create, they become so ingrained into who that you think that you are, that a gap gets created between who you think that you are, which is also known as your ego, with all of these limitations, all of these rules, all of these old beliefs, or really conditioned beliefs, versus who you truly are, quote unquote, your true self, your authentic self, your higher self, without any of those masks or personas or identities or rules or goods versus bads or limiting beliefs. There's a gap between that. And I call this gap the identity gap. And I truly believe with every ounce of my being that this identity gap is the root cause of all the darkness that we experience within the human condition. The wider the gap, the more disconnected and fragmented you are, the more unhealed wounds that you have, the more limiting beliefs and fears that hold you back, the more insecurities that consume you, the more easily triggered that you are, the more that you struggle with depression, anxiety, and all these mental health issues that come with not living up to your fullest potential of who you could be because you're stuck in an old, unaligned, inauthentic, limiting identity. So the truth of the matter is, this happens to all of us, okay? I'm getting heated right now. The truth of the matter is, most of us don't really know who we are. We only know where we stand in comparison to the expectation of our externals. We only know who we are in relation to the conditioning that we have been, like, absorbed and that we now believe. And when you break down what forms your identity, we can break it down into three different tiers. Having at the top, doing, and then being at the bottom. Having, doing, being. We are taught, our conditioning teaches us to define ourselves, draw our worth and our happiness from what we have, from that top level of having. And for us high achievers, we also pull our worth and happiness and our identity from what we do, from what we have and what we do. Very few of us can see the value in who we be. We don't even know what's down there. We don't even know who we are without the external things that we use to define us. Which is unfortunate, right? Because being is at the bottom. It's the very foundation of it all. And once we can master who we truly are internally, who we are being, the doing and the having come easy and feel a lot more fulfilling. And so right now, you are building on a very unstable foundation. An unstable sense of self because you don't know who you are. You don't know the value of who you be. And so either you're finding it really hard to build on this unstable foundation, you're finding it really hard to create your dream life, or you feel like what you have built is moments away from crumbling down because it's built on tons of internal insecurity. And oftentimes we just wait until something happens in our life that shocks you into this like identity crisis. And you're like, shit, you know, this character that I've been playing isn't really me. This life that I have been trying to create isn't really what I want. It's all what I think that I should want or who I think that I should be. And this is where you start down that journey of inner work and self-discovery. So, now that you understand the foundation of like how your identity is formed, and more importantly, that your identity isn't real and it is completely learned, the cool part about this is that that means it can be changed. It can be unlearned and relearned because your identity is truly your superpower. Like when you learn how to reprogram it to be aligned with your core values and your vision for your life instead of determined by other people, you will completely transform anything and everything. And so I want to dive in now to the more tangible part of this episode where I'm going to teach you exactly how and what you need to do to reprogram your identity so that you can actually go out and do it. It's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to go out and actually take action and shift from the inside out. So there's two things that you need to do in order to reprogram your identity. Your beliefs, you need to reprogram your beliefs, duh. That's what we've been talking about this whole episode. And also your behaviors, right? Because it goes back to that self-fulfilling prophecy. As we talked about earlier, your beliefs will dictate your behaviors, but your behaviors are also going to form your beliefs. So we have to shift them together. Doing one without the other makes it 10 times harder. So I like to focus on doing both at the same time. It really just depends on what you're looking to change. Most of the time, we kind of fall into the trap of only changing our behaviors. You know, we use like the self-improvement work, the willpower, the discipline, the forcing yourself, which it does work, yes, but it's going to take much longer and it's going to be much harder. But when you pair doing the outer work, shifting your behaviors and creating new habits, with the inner work of changing your beliefs, the beliefs that you have about yourself and who you know yourself to be, you're now choosing to take action in alignment with that identity. It makes the shift and the change much quicker and much easier. It literally creates an entirely new self-fulfilling prophecy that's actually in alignment with your goals and who you want to be. Like, just think about, for example, a smoker. It's much harder for them to force themselves to stop smoking than to say, I am not a smoker, and act in accordance and in alignment with that new identity. So, with that being said, when we talk about reprogramming our identity, let's start with shifting your beliefs. I use a four-step process to shift your beliefs, okay? Reflect, release, redefine, and reconfirm. So we're going to start with the reflection phase. This is phase number one. We need to get to the root of what your current limiting beliefs are that you have about yourself and figure out where did those limiting beliefs come from. So you can start to figure out what those limiting beliefs are by catching yourself in those self-sabotaging patterns of where you're not showing up with an integrity. Or a lot of times, one of the best places to figure out or get to the root of your limiting beliefs is through your emotions. What area of your life are you feeling that sense of dissonance or disconnect or depression or anxiety or lack of fulfillment or unhappiness or emptiness, or even like in your relationships, like what piece and part of your relationships feel like maybe it's toxic or it doesn't feel truly authentic? This is, you know, going deeper into those patterns, going deeper through the lens of those emotions can be the key to accessing the limiting beliefs that are lying within your subconscious. So we have to figure out what those limiting beliefs are. So do a lot of self-reflection and figure out where in your past or what conditioned you to believe that, so that we can move on to phase number two, which is releasing it. Releasing is all about going into the subconscious and doing the deeper, you know, reprogramming work on the subconscious level, doing the shadow work to heal those wounds from your past that have conditioned you to believe this certain limitation about yourself. And we begin to let go of all of those old stories that you have been holding on to. Like, really just ask yourself, who would I be if I no longer subscribed to those old stories? How would my life be different if I no longer let those old stories consume and control and define me? Which allows us to then move on to phase three, which is redefining yourself. This is all about getting crystal clear on who you are. What are the characteristics, the qualities, the traits that are unique to you? Who is that higher version of yourself? Down to the nittiest, grittiest detail of how she spends every waking moment of her day. How she thinks and feels about herself internally. What are your core values? What is your vision of a dream life? What is your purpose, your mission? Getting so crystal clear on the identity, the higher self identity that you're looking to step into. For me, my North Star is to show up as a 1% woman. And I encourage you to use that as well. Like, when you sit down and you think about, what does the 1% woman version of yourself looked, act, feel, dress, eat, work out, like what does her day-to-day life look like, both internally and externally? This is getting really clear on that new higher self identity. This is getting really clear on how you can begin to redefine yourself. So that, and the truth is, like, that is how you continue to reconnect to that true, most authentic version of yourself. So that's step number three, is beginning to redefine yourself. And step number four is now reconfirm, to take action in alignment with those new beliefs that you desire to have about yourself. that you're trying to reprogram into your identity. And that leads me to, okay, now it's about taking and changing our behaviors. Reconfirming this phase of belief shifting is all about now incorporating the behavioral aspect of the identity shift, breaking old habits and creating new ones. The king of habit change, James Clear, he's the author of Atomic Habits, walks through how you actually, like the habit loop. A habit loop is cue, craving, response, reward. There's the cue, that thing that triggers you to take the inspired action. The craving, something that motivates you to take the action, that makes you desire that new action. Then it's the response, actually doing the new habit, doing the action. And then there's the reward, that gratification that keeps you coming back and continuing to do it over and over and over again, coming back for more. That is the habit loop. And so if there are new behaviors or habits that you're looking to step into, that you're looking to embody, that are in alignment with the higher version of yourself, really think about what is the cue, what is the craving, and what is the reward that I can build around this habit to make it easier to do rather than easier not to do. And that simply is how you reprogram your identity. You look at what are the beliefs that I need to change about myself, and you walk through the four-step process to shifting your beliefs on a subconscious level, and what are the new behaviors that I need to start creating within my life, doing the inner work on your beliefs and the outer work on your behaviors and your actions. And that very, very simply, on the very foundation, is how you reprogram your identity. How you unlearn who you used to be and who you think you need to be, and you start stepping into who you truly are and creating and building a life around that. This stuff freaking lights me up. This is the whole mission, purpose, and vision of the 1% Woman, is to help you become her, helping you become that version of yourself. So I really, really, really hope that this episode was helpful for you guys and motivating for you guys and truly felt like life-changing for you guys. Because if you actually take this and you start applying this, you will change your life. You will change your level of success that you call in, the amount of money that you make, your relationships that you have, the love that you will receive, the energy that you embody, your self-confidence. It will literally shift and change it all. And if you haven't picked up that book, Psycho Cybernetics, I highly recommend. It's a good book. But anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that this episode was helpful. If you did find this helpful, I would really, really appreciate if you could leave it a 5-star review, comment below, send this to someone that you know needs to hear it. Shoot me a DM. Let me know that this resonated with you and that it lit a fire under your ass. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.